Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're working 20 different things at a time.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
You got to take it like men.
What's the question? I think you just answer your own question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's a Friday, and it's the crossover, and that means it's sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. Hello, gentlemen. And I'm going to start right off the bat with the latest from Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to wait for Willard to plug in.
Whoa.
I've heard it, but I'm okay. Ready.
Yeah, I'm here. Update the listeners. Here we go.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
That means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Mac's going to be starting.
Yeah, that makes sense. And he went on to elaborate and say that if he doesn't take all the first team reps, then he's not going to start. And the last time and stuff, when he was hurt, he came back that week, took all the first team reps, and then got hurt.
So he'll be the backup, though.
Well, maybe.
Nope.
We don't think so, Mark.
What do you mean?
Emergency
third.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be the emergency third.
So he is this progress from a Brock standpoint as far to you with the toe?
Every day is progress, I guess.
Mm. Why? But possibly.
Why not backup?
That's where I'm at, Will.
Or not anything.
At all, yeah. Why dress?
So here's what my guess. First of all, Adrian Martinez is off the team if Brock is the backup. He's gone, period. Secondly, you're one hit away and Mac is not fully healthy either. So backup has some good likelihood of playing. Number three, the Niners will never admit this. I don't think they have any interest in Brock playing on this surface. I don't think they have any interest in that at all. There was one other thing. Well, how'd you phrase the question? Like, why not what?
Why not just not activate him at all?
Because I do think that this is a very big game. And if you did get to that point of like, it's the fourth quarter and we're out two QBs, I think they would try to go win the game. So why not have him as the emergency three? And again, those are my guesses.
Yeah, not like Kyle. I thought he was a bit rude with the reporter. What'd you think?
I think Kyle has been that way a lot lately, specifically about this issue. He's exhausted talking about this. They don't want to talk about injury at all.
Issue.
I would like to congratulate. This is my selfish little thing that I've been on this week. Like to congratulate the reporters for asking anyway.
And there we go.
Thank you.
Cam Inman put him in check.
Shout out Cam.
Put me in check and then wrote an article the very next day.
Did Cam say something?
No.
No, we had a little back and forth. We had Cam on the show.
He and I disagreed on how the press conference went on Wednesday. I wanted a bunch of quarterback questions. He sort of indicated that we all know what's going on here and we didn't like... Right? And then the very next day, John Lynch spoke publicly about the quarterback, and everybody wrote a bunch of articles about it. And I'm like, because it's interesting, and it needs to be asked every day because something's different. This is the first time Brock's been listed as questionable. That's different. So, like, I appreciate the way they – because that clip that we just played, Dibs is right. It went on and on. There was about five, six – different questions, people trying to come at different angles.
Wow. Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm like, good, that's exactly how it should sound.
Yeah. Let's clue everybody in to one of those longer back and forth.
You've discussed it's a delicate situation with the toe. You don't want to have it aggravated again. I mean, this obviously has a chance to play. So how do you, I guess, balance that? Like, he could play, and that means he could aggravate it again. I mean, is his toe fully healthy?
What's the question? Is his toe fully healthy? No, it's not fully healthy.
It's not fully healthy, so there's a chance, you know, when he gets out to fight. So you just, I mean, there's a risk with it, I guess. Obviously, there's a risk always, but there's a risk that he could aggravate it again.
Yes, I think you just answered your own question. Obviously, there's a risk with everything. But yes. Can you hurt it again? Yes.
I didn't find him to be that rude.
But why did you say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he's just being direct. Go ahead, Goo.
No, but he paused.
Why don't you lay out?
And said, what was the question when he knew what the question was? He didn't have a retort because he's irritated, like Willard said, with this whole thing. But that answer to that reporter's question was, not a I don't know, but it was something that was bothering Kyle. And that's why he was like, I'm forgetful. What's your question?
Well, the question came at the end of a 28-second lead-up.
And then he gave you the answer at the end of the question.
Yeah, so I don't know if he was struggling to really give an honest answer. I just think that he's tired of doing this. And he just, like, what's the question? Could he re-injure it? Possibly. Of course he could re-injure it. Is it 100%? Of course it's not 100%. I'm not saying these are not good questions. They're questions that my partner was clamoring that they get asked. Yeah. But if you're Kyle, what you really want to say is, no Schmidt, Sherlock. Why do you think he's not playing
the toe?
Have you seen that field? That field is a minefield.
So, Dibs, is this progress? I asked Willard.
Yeah, okay. It's progress. All he's listed as questionable, and there's a thought that he could be the backup. Neither Mark or I think that he will be for a number of reasons. You laid it out so beautifully. But it's progress, and the real progress will come next week if he can take the first team snaps Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then he will play on Sunday.
Versus the Rams at home.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And by the way, I would never use the word rude. Mm. I don't think it's rude, but I think it's obvious that Kyle is super annoyed by all this.
Irritated.
And I don't mean that he's necessarily even annoyed at the media. It's at the situation. No. Think about how we feel about all these injuries. How do you think Kyle feels? This sucks, you know what, so bad. This is their life. They put everything into this. Yeah. And they have lost all of their key players. And then every week, as those injuries take longer than they want
to the most important position,
they have to sit there in a room and have people go, is it 72%? Is it 73 now? Of course you're going to be like, God, can we just end this? But they're right to ask because it's what we're all thinking about. Yeah. It's what we want to know. It's quarterback of the Niners.
You know?
I actually think he paused on the answer because he kind of wasn't sure how to answer it when somebody said, so is his toe healthy? Like, I don't think he wanted to say, yes, his toe's healthy, because it's not. But he also didn't want to say, oh, no, it's still a mess, but we're going to activate him anyway.
Exactly right.
You know, so he was like, no, it's not healthy, but.
They're stuck. They're totally stuck.
Because if you say healthy, then you're insinuating the people are going to run with, oh, you want Mac instead of Brock.
And if you say it's not healthy, then all of us rightfully are going to say, I thought you all were going to wait until it's 100% healthy to put him out there. Mm. So this is they have to kind of half step.
And Big Daddy Kane.
It sucks.
Ain't no half stepping.
Yeah.
That's
right. It sucks big time. But, yeah.
Yeah, he clearly wasn't being playful, Kyle, but...
That's an understatement.
He was probably a little annoyed. That's par for the course. That's what you get. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, punishment, but, like, those are the answers you're going to get when you go down that road in, precise terms.
The patience it must take. At the same time, and I think some do this better than Kyle, like, this is their job. Yep. And it would be moronic to not ask and to not dig and to not pry to get what you can. And again, it was part of my point the other day, like, even if you get nothing, even if this is what you get, well, then that's something. Because when you all heard that, doesn't it sort of make you feel a certain way? So it's like, all right, if he wants to say nothing, let's hear him tersely say nothing. I think that's a window into some of the stuff that's going on.
And I think that it brings up the question of, well, if he's good enough to be the backup, why isn't he good enough to start? And as you go deeper into the press conference, he explains about first team reps through the week and how last time he took them all and then he played. Yes, he got hurt, but this time he didn't take them all. And Matt Maiocco even said, Did he take a lot of snaps with the first team?
Oh, okay.
And Kyle's like, I don't know if I'd say a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
And then like, just left it there.
Because what is a lot? How many snaps did I get? A lot. I mean, if there are 130 snaps in a week and you get 66, that's more than half, but it's not a lot. It's the whole idea about, you know, a couple or few or many, like how we all define those words.
I actually kind of enjoy that type of thing. Like, yeah. I don't think there's
shocker.
There's no malice involved here. Exactly. There's just a little annoyance. And I agree. I don't think Kyle's upset at the media. I think he's upset at the situation, and he knows that the media's got to do their job. And so he's got to. They're just playing roles that they have to play as coach and media.
Reminds me of conversations with my 3-year-old on the daily, because her thing is, why? Why do I have to go to school? Because that's what you do. Why is that what I do? Because I work and so does your mom. Why do you guys both work? It's like, we're not doing this, okay? We're not doing this.
But she's like, yes, we are.
Well, luckily it's a 4-minute drive to school.
Exactly.
And then I crank the music or, you know, put on the morning roast and there we go.
You ever have people say this? Like any relationship you've had, spouse, girlfriend, whatever.
I love this.
Right? Where like people will, let's say you're early stage, you never fight. And you think that that's wonderful. And then you'll see some video on Instagram and they're like, healthy couples fight.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
happens to me a lot.
Push and pull a little bit. No, you gotta have that. That's what builds a healthy respect. Well, can we say that for Kyle in the media? You can shove each other a little bit,
but it's until hearing you break it down, who cares? But I never looked at it from his vantage point. And like, he's so irritated and exasperated of this.
Seriously.
And I never looked like, he's just like this ain't fun, right?
Like, Steiny, you used to do this on the daily. And I bet you almost had a rule against kind of like, A, being friends with the players and coaches, but B, giving a rip what they think about you.
Yeah, you gotta
like, right?
Yeah.
Although he went to Baron Davis's birthday party and got him a card.
Doesn't mean you can't have some positive relationships.
I need your thoughts and Willard's on that. Will, we're having a great show.
Yeah.
And he talks about his writing days covering the team. Baron Davis' birthday on the road. Stops at Walgreens and gets...
It was the store at the Ritz-Carlton.
I go, why? I just laughed. Come on, Will, say, hey, Will, happy birthday, baby, turn up.
What's wrong with that?
But how did he sign it? Love, Steiny.
How did you sign it?
I said, Baron, happy birthday.
Matt.
Appreciate your professionalism over the last year or so. You've been very cooperative to a guy that, you know, a new team he came on from the media.
Oh, it's long.
Appreciate you.
Man. Yeah. Did you like fold up a piece of binder paper in there? That doesn't even sound like it would fit on the
card. That card didn't make it to the hotel.
It was 3 lines.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city, and because it's a Friday, we're sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Hear something scratching in the walls? That's not the house settling. It's rodents moving in. Once they find warmth, they make themselves at home and cause damage fast. ATCO Pest Control removes them, closes entry points, and helps keep them out for good. Keep your space protected this fall at ATCO Pest Control. ATCO Pest Control, your defense against unwanted guests, and mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment and get 10% off any rodent treatment this month. I'm usually out of breath by the end of it, so why didn't somebody else start?
I'll go. Mine's quick and silly. I'm bugged by anybody who tries to give kids anything healthy tonight. Don't do that because you're not saving the world and you're not stopping kids from eating Snickers and Reese's tonight.
My favorites.
Right. You're not going to do that. What you're basically doing is you're trying to make a statement, and therefore this is about you and not them.
Wow.
Sound like an infomercial.
Yeah, like if you're giving out apples and a toothbrush tonight, like sometimes, and I'm not a conformist, but sometimes in life I believe, can you just do what we're doing? And if you fully hate this process, turn your light off and lock your door.
Wow.
And go somewhere. But if you're going to welcome little Ewoks to your front doorstep, give them a piece of candy, because that's what we're doing here. And I can already tell, I can feel the energy in the room. My partner straight across the room is one of these freaking toothbrush people.
Wrong.
Don't.
Wrong.
Then why are you?
Because I'm laughing because you didn't ask me.
Mugging me.
It feel like it happened to you at some point. Well, that's why I was like, that's a scar.
I loved your razor blade conversation this morning.
You remember that when you were a kid?
Absolutely.
It was real.
No doubt.
It was real.
I got an apple one time, and when I got it home, because I didn't like eat out in the street. I'd come home like you're supposed to and dump everything all over. And I dumped it all over, and my mom ran over and grabbed the apple. And I was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? Because I was like, I'm not going to eat the apple.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of candy here. She goes, no, you got to be careful.
We're all from the same.
And she grabbed a huge butcher knife, whacked that thing in half.
Man.
Nothing in there.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I've never thought about it. This is probably an old wives' tale. It probably doesn't exist.
It exists.
Do you know anyone that had that happen?
I don't know anyone personally, but there were always those reports and those stories. And also things like, you know, you get like a handful of a candy corn, that orange, yellow, and white triangular or conal looking thing. And they could be dipped in whatever. But I'm mugging you because my lovely neighbors across the street, the Roberts, Sarah's a P1. What up, Sarah?
Hi, Sarah.
I
got
Sarah.
I think last year she gave out cuties. This year it's something else. But not toothbrushes, although that's a great idea. And ultimately, a couple things here. One, you are a conformist. You've been trying to get me into an iPhone, and you've been belittling my Samsung-ness.
That does not make me a conformist. That's one subject.
You're trying to get me to conform.
Yes,
which
because
is,
it ruins our
tech. In essence,
threat.
Conformity. The other piece of it, too, is I like the idea of you going up to somebody's house, and you take an L. You go to 50 houses. You're not going 50-0. The real world, sometimes you might get a box of raisins. Sometimes you might get a toothbrush.
I got no problem with a box of raisins.
No.
Don't give me your statement.
No.
I didn't come to your door and ring your doorbell so that you can make a political statement.
It's not a political statement.
To me and when I'm 7 years old. Like, just don't. Don't
about,
do it.
Okay, I'm going to be
him
honest
a piece
with
of candy.
You. And this is a shout out, and I hope shout out Arun Sharma, the father of a former classmate of my daughter's. He's a dentist. Can he give out toothbrushes
or floss?
I'd rather not. No. No, just turn
you say
light,
no?
Turn your light off if you don't want to play.
Yeah.
If you don't want to play the game, don't play the game. No one's making you play the game. But you want to play the game, you have to play this game. You don't get to show up to a football game with a baseball.
Well, you don't get to decide like where that line's drawn because I'd rather get a toothbrush than raisins.
Well, I
if
do.
I'm not going to
it's, my, it's my opinion. So I do get to do it.
Raisins.
So if you do that, I'm going to be out in the street probably with a old fashioned to go.
Right.
And I might heckle you.
Well, when we were kids, there was frontier justice. So if we roll up to your house and you gave out like a veggie tray, your house is getting egged. And that's just the way that went in the 70s.
And toilet paper too, dude.
Isn't it funny? Maybe.
I now love a veggie tray. Got a little hummus in there.
Oh man.
Come on.
A little blue cheese.
I think Christy will have one of those tonight.
All right, I'm gonna go.
All right.
So I got two marriages. One to Mia, and then also one to DirecTV. And I've been with them almost 30 years. And I left DirecTV because they lost the NFL Sunday ticket dibs, and I thought about it long and hard. It was real. I spend a lot of time, I'm not ashamed to say, I got off the streets because sports is my best friend, and the TV is my theater and you know, my casino. And I've had a beautiful relationship with YouTube TV, and that came to a screeching halt last night. We're 3 days away from Monday Night Football on ESPN, which is owned by Disney. They don't have Disney because there's something greedy going on
with
the contract battle. And I have not shared this one with anybody outside of Steiny real quick here. This new NBA thing on Peacock, Prime, it has been a nightmare for your boy. But I've kept it inside. But now that you're telling me YouTube TV just stabbed me in the back, and I don't have SportsCenter or ABC tomorrow for college football games and maybe Monday Night Football when Dallas plays Arizona. Get your crap together. Like, how greedy do you got to be? I don't even know what it is. It's greed. Just get it fixed, man. So you telling me I'm about to go into a weekend with no ESPN? I can't.
That's not okay.
It's not. And I'm doing this with Prime and Peacock with the NBA. And they've messed up my tradition of knowing where to go.
Well,
now I'm a slave to apps. I can't even hit previous channel because I'm out of the app.
Yep.
Yeah. I need to get a life.
No, you don't.
That's always been my biggest beef.
I'm really bothered. I'm with you. NBC and Peacock has had a hard time starting
out
here.
What is going on? And who's doing what?
The Warrior game starts in the second quarter, and the Thunder are doing something, and people are like, go to Peacock. I don't have Peacock. Like, it's wonky.
Hey, fix it. Yeah. All right.
Comcast. I mean, Comcast. I was DirecTV forever. Then I went Comcast, and... You know, the only problem is last night, you know, you're watching the football and then you want to watch the Warrior. So you got to get out of the app and then you got to go into the TV.
Oh, see, that is nightmarish.
And you got to go back in the app. And so someday they're going to figure out a toggle. Mine's quick, Steiny, and you can close the show. What's bugging me is unsolicited musical entertainment. Unsolicited musical entertainment. For example, you walk into Bart and you're trying to just get home and you've got Johnny Piano Fingers blaring away at about 85 decibels on his electric piano and singing. And you know what? I don't need to hear this as I'm waiting 10 minutes for my train. And then you get on the train and you get one stop in and here comes a father and son combo with a guitar and an amp.
Wow,
it's like, I have my music that I want to listen to. I don't need 5 minutes through the Transbay tube of you and your son, who's about 11, and when you're done, now the hat's off, and now we're going to work the room.
So when somebody was in the Whole Foods parking lot today...
Dibs, that hurt. You've been too mean.
Doing Hava Nagila with what's the...
Accordion?
With an accordion.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, this is a lot. And he had an amp, too.
So at least there you can walk away.
I got to give Willie this compliment before we leave.
You're a captive audience.
Well, you can. You can.
We didn't have a good show, man.
You know, in Europe, they're called buskers. They're street performers.
Right.
And that's how a lot of them make a living, and it's usually completely accepted.
Again, street performer is different than BART train captive audience. Because if I'm in the Whole Foods parking lot and I'm not feeling the Nagila, then I can walk around and I can go elsewhere. When I'm sitting there on a BART train trying to read my latest novel and father-son come on and now they're taking over, I got nowhere to go. Train stop that thing.
Have you ever been in New Orleans?
Many times.
Like, you walk around New Orleans, there's bands playing on the corner. It's incredible. Awesome.
You're not a captive audience.
I know. On the street.
New Orleans, walk into any place, and it's like...
You're so good with your AirPods. Why don't you put your pods in?
The pods are in, but when you're going 85 decibels 9 feet away...
I hear you.
The pods are going to take the L now.
So the noise cancellation sensation does have a limit, apparently.
Of course.
All right, okay. I can't leave without giving you credit, Willard.
Do I not get one?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, buddy.
Go ahead, buddy.
Two times tomorrow today. This may be a dicey one. I'm a little bug.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Plugged by our management here and corporate.
You just went to a concert.
Yeah, you better be careful.
They let you leave
2 days removed from a freebie.
So, wait, it might be
careful.
I'm sensing it's about that.
So go to Billy Idol, and obviously there were some people there from the company. And
let's go.
The show was over, and as you guys know, one of my favorite players spots across the street is the Old Ship, and I mentioned to a couple people, hey, I'm going to have a pop at the Old Ship if you want to come by.
Let's go.
Well, the next thing you know, some people showed up. Somebody who's a big wig here, and somebody who's even a bigger wig for corporate. Marcy from Live 105 joined us. There were two women there from Jumpstart MD. They're possible clients, and we're having a few. And it's about an hour and a half, and they're still there, and I got to go, and I've had a couple, and I say to Eric, the bartender, really loud, hey, I got to settle up. I got to settle up. Okay, Steiny, waiting.
Oh.
He brings the bill over.
Oh, boy.
I make a clatter. Okay. I'm holding up the bill. I'm looking at it. I'm waiting.
This out of the guru playbook.
Credit card to come out from somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're oblivious.
Oh, man.
And the next thing you know, I got to put my damn personal credit card down.
You hate to see it.
Out of wind tapped on somebody's shoulder.
Right.
Yeah.
This ain't right.
How you doing?
Okay. There are questions.
Hold on.
The first question is, did I not gather that it was your invite?
And the boss invited them. Yes, boss brought that up. I just said to some people, I'm heading across the street. If you guys want to grab one.
And then how much did you pay for the tickets?
That would be 0.0.
Okay. Wow, Will,
everybody paid. Those are my two questions.
Nobody paid.
Wow, Will.
Next questions. Those are my two.
And I can tell you, nobody paid for my drink.
Snotty, wow.
I mean.
Can you just answer your own question?
Thank you. Technically, if it was your event, you should have bought for everyone.
It's like
hitting the hole in one, Snotty.
It's true.
That's Willie, before we go, that was a great one. So I didn't hear Vitello live yesterday. I'm driving in today from SAC. Yes. I listened to the whole thing in its entirety. And you already know this because I'm giving you some love, but it's Willard Analytics, Dibs. You got a great voice. You got a radio. You know you do. All right? So your mechanics, if we're ball players, your mechanics, your hops, your speed, the 4-2, you got it. But, Will, when I heard Mark Willard, I said, my man, that voice
Mark Willard, about to
control the room. But I felt like that the voice of God didn't come out on him. Help me identify.
Super easy answer.
Hey, Tony, Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game.
That ain't Will.
Frog. I'm getting over. I'm telling you, I've been.
I love it.
I fought through a cold all week. Dibs will tell you. I fought through a cold all week. We needed the cough button, and my turn came, and I'm like, "There's some
that
stuff
ain't
in
my
there."
Willard, no, I said, there's no doubt.
There's some stuff in my throat, but this is my moment. Yep. I'm not going to hand the mic over
to
somebody else.
That was your flu game. Your flu question.
Turns out that mic was a pretty sought after piece of equipment.
Don't deny it. Mark Willard, 95.7
Some people pretty pissed off that thing was in my hand.
If I tell Stoddy that wasn't my Willard,
so I just got to go. Like sometimes you have to play with. Like Brock Purdy,
I got it.
I was the emergency three.
I had to tell you.
And you got to go with what you got in that moment. That's what I have.
Plus, it's like a West Coast team with a 10 a.m. start back east. It's 11 o'clock. Right. I mean, he doesn't normally.
That's a great point.
He doesn't normally yak in.
I haven't had lunch yet. I don't speak before lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a mosh pit in there. A lot of people tried to get that mosh. I saw the video. Yeah,
there's a lot going on in there.
So speaking of your voice, I got to pass this along.
Oh.
You do that. Smoking California PSA.
Oh, I heard you bring this up too. Yeah, I'll answer your question.
So you do the smoking PSA, and the next thing you know, you have all these stuff coming out of the text line. It's like, why does Willard do a PSA? It feels like he's been smoking since he was 7 years old.
You ready for this?
And I say, I don't know this, but I'm ready to say there's no chance Mark Willard smokes cigarettes.
I have never one drag. Of a cigarette in my entire life.
Not one, Will.
Impressive.
Was that Clinton with the I didn't inhale?
Hold on. The ones that come in a little carton.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I won't speak on anything produced by hand. But I have never.
I had to tell you, Will. I was waiting for that voice to shatter that room.
Speaking of cigarettes,
once.
Tonight, trick or treating, can I give out candy cigarettes?
One of my favorites. What a sleeper.
Remember, you should just pretend it.
Absolutely. That's the only cigarette I've ever had. Those little gum things.
I don't think Grandy even knows what those are.
They're looking like, what are those?
No chance.
No chance, guys.
All right, we'll be listening.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Guru, before you go, you need some fan load management. Yeah.
Don't look at me.
I'm dressed up in my costume as assistant coach.
You're gonna wear out.
I feel
out.
Like you're letting him
you're gonna wear yourself out.
I was disappointed.
You can be disappointed.
Okay, that
disappointed.
And that's
why
I try. He makes me go somewhere I ain't trying to go.
Something's wrong with the Warriors
now.
82 of these.
You're making me feel like Magic after his first game jumping on Kareem, and he's like, son, we got 81 more.
Why don't you do a Magic tweet for last last night's game.
Dude, that, but man, he jinxed
the Bucks
him.
Scored more points than the Warriors, and the Warriors lost.
Last night, no Giannis. I don't want to hear about letdown. That was disappointing.
Sure, that's disappointing, I think. That's a fair word.
Okay.
That's
all right, guys.
Word. All right.
See you later. Thanks for staying, Steiny.
Obviously, there's a risk with everything.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.